This is the Daily Wiregrass coming to you from the 124th U.S. Open Championship in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Golf legends and trailblazers were honored at the World Golf Hall of Fame induction in Pinehurst on Monday night. Luminaries from the golf world gathered in Pinehurst to honor the newest inductees into the World Golf Hall of Fame and kick off the 124th U.S. Open Championship week. The Hall of Fame's return to Pinehurst also marks its 50th year. It was founded in 1974. Master of Ceremonies Darius Rucker celebrated the diverse and inspiring histories of its members, reminding attendees of the rich heritage and talent represented within its walls. The ceremonies celebrated the achievements of the inductees joining that illustrious company. This year's honorees included Padraig Harrington, the late Johnny Farrell, Tom Weisskopf, and the 13 founders of the LPGA. 2014 U.S. Women's Open champion Michelle Wee West made a special point to recognize how the contributions of the 13 founders paved the way for women like herself. Sandra Palmer, 19-time LPGA champion through the 70s and 80s, is one of the two living inductees. She told of how her love for the game, then and now, sustained her. Touring was challenging at that time, but that love kept her going and helped her create a rich life full of friends. Inductee Beverly Hansen was a prolific golfer of the LPGA's early years. Her first professional victory was also her first pro start. That feat was unmatched until last year when Rose Zhang won her first start on the tour. Padraig Harrington was the other inductee present for the ceremony. Harrington reflected on his career achievements and the significance of the honor at this stage in his life. He elaborated that as a player who won three majors, numerous events around the world, and played in six Ryder Cups, he brushed off the accolades and focused on play. He sees the induction as a part of reflecting on his life and sharing his experiences with family and friends. CBS Sports golf announcer Jim Nance inducted Weisskopf into the Hall of Fame. To Nance, the former professional's legacy goes beyond his 16 PGA Tour wins, highlighted by his 1973 win at the Open Championship. Weisskopf also left an indelible mark on the world of broadcasting. Previously inducted World Golf Hall of Famer Gary Player remembers Johnny Farrell as a consummate gentleman. He set the record for most consecutive wins on the tour in the late 1920s, before Byron Nelson broke the mark. After stepping away from the tour with 22 wins, which is good enough for the 27th on the career all-time wins list, Farrell took over as the head golf pro at Baltusrol Golf Club. North Carolina native and NBA star Steph Curry received the Charlie Seifert Award. He was honored for his efforts to expand golf's reach through the underrated golf tour. Seifert, also a North Carolina native, was the first African American inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Curry stressed the importance of leveling the playing field and providing critical tools for young athletes. The evening concluded with a tribute to Payne Stewart. Stewart won the 1999 U.S. Open 25 years to the day of the induction ceremony. Peter Jacobson was a former co-competitor and bandmate of the late and colorful champion. Jacobson spoke on Stewart's legacy and his impact on the sport. All of this year's inductees will be remembered in the newly opened location of the World Golf Hall of Fame at the USGA's Golf House Pinehurst. The last U.S. Open Championship at Pinehurst is 10 years gone, and while much remains the same, several key differences define its current landscape and infrastructure. The iconic course was restored by Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw in 2010 and 2011, and it continues to defy the traditional U.S. Open mold with its wide fairways and minimal rough. The beloved nine-hole course, The Cradle, designed by Gil Hance in 2017, has temporarily closed and serves as the practice grounds for the Open. Pinehurst officials will restore it after the tournament, ensuring its continued popularity. Unlike the historic back-to-back men's and women's championships in 2014, the Women's Open now consistently occurs in late May. However, Pinehurst will reprise the dual-hosting role in 2029. Much talk surrounds the course's greens, which have transitioned from bentgrass to champion Bermuda, marking the first U.S. Open played on the surface. These greens are firmer, heightening the importance of precision in iron play. Pinehurst has added approximately 50,000 wiregrass plants in what you'll hear called the native area or native zone this week. The unpredictable vegetation mix, including pine needles and wildflowers, challenges golfers with varied lies if they miss the fairways. The 13th hole, now with a 28-yard-wide fairway, presents a tighter target in the landing zone, enhancing the challenge on this 381-yard par 4 hole. To accommodate the Open's infrastructure, the statue of Payne Stewart, captured in his victorious 1999 pose, has been temporarily moved to the main entrance as a focal point for visitors. The course's appearance has achieved a balanced color palette, neither too lush nor too parched. The single-row irrigation system and ideal weather conditions have contributed to a healthier, more natural look, reminiscent of Donald Ross's original vision. Coors Spring 2023 observation reaffirmed the course's enduring quality. He declared it perfect and unchanged, if not improved, over the 9 years since its restructuring. The maintenance philosophy emphasizes allowing Pinehurst to remain true to its character. John Bodenheimer, USGA's chief course setup official, echoes this sentiment, planning minimal tweaks based on weather conditions. This approach aims to showcase Pinehurst as a timeless masterpiece, ready to produce another memorable U.S. Open. Pinehurst No. 2 stands as a testament to golf's rich heritage, continually evolving while preserving the essence that makes it a revered championship venue. As it prepares for the 2024 U.S. Open, the course promises to deliver another chapter of unforgettable golf history. Thanks for listening to the Daily Wiregrass, coming to you from the U.S. Open Championship at Pinehurst No. 2. You can catch more coverage at thepilot.com/opendaily or at pilot-radio.com.